You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
To Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and welcome to the month of December. Less than 4 weeks until Christmas, and we are at the official end of classes for the fall term here at Queen's University. I just taught my last classes today. And we are getting ready for the season of grading and exams and all that stuff, but also a lot of fun stuff as well. Before we get to some music, a reminder that it's also month two of our annual funding drive at the station. And so if you haven't already done so, please consider making a gift to CFRC. Go to the website, and you can either provide a donation for some lovely gifts from the station and from some of our local sponsors, or you can take the trip over to the Queen's Advancement website via the station website and provide a gift that will get you a tax receipt. Very useful come the spring. It's all very helpful to the station, so we thank you for your support. Now to some music. I had a repeat show last week, and that's because I was away for one of my kids' wedding in Alberta, and I'm going to feature some music somewhat related to that probably next week. But today I am going to do something a little bit different in that we have two anniversaries I want to mark. The first of these is that it is 50 years just this past Friday since one of the great music bands of the 70s, not a jazz group, but a rock group. Yes, we do occasionally play some of that music on Dark Glasses. And that is Queen, released the album that really vaulted them to the A-list. And that is their Night at the Opera, which came out 50 years ago last Friday. It was an instant smash hit. And, of course, its best-known track, Bohemian Rhapsody, has become one of the most unforgettable tunes to be produced by that decade of the 1970s. So what we're going to do for a start is mark the anniversary with several successive different covers in different genres of Bohemian Rhapsody. And I'm going to begin with a blues, bluegrass, and country group from Missouri called the Petersons. It's a group of a number of siblings who play a lot of Christian music as well, but they also do covers of rock songs in bluegrass format. And this comes from their album Live Sessions Volume 2. Here are the Petersons and their live performance of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back, shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody, I've got to go. Gotta leave it all behind and face the truth. Mama, I don't wanna die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at
all. Silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go. Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me. So you think you can stone me and spit in my eye?
That was the Missouri-based bluegrass and Christian group, the Petersons, and that's their version of Bohemian Rhapsody, the Immortal Queen song from their Night at the Opera album. As I mentioned, we're going to play several versions of Bohemian Rhapsody now. I've got three more for you in different genres. And often I do play repeat tracks in different genres of the same tune. I don't think I've ever done three or four before, but it's such a memeable song. It's been covered so many times. There are satirical YouTube videos using it. One of my favorites is the one featuring a bunch of cats in the classic format of the four Queen musical artists singing the song. Instead, you've got four cats singing lyrics such as, "Mama, I just killed a mouse. Put my mouth upon his head, and now his corpse is on your bed," and, you know, stuff like that. Let's have a more serious version, well, insofar as that song is serious at all, and that will be quite different from the last one, an a cappella version from the Pentatonix. Now, it's about a year since I first discovered the Pentatonix music. They are an a cappella group originally from Texas, and they've been around for a few years now. They've got some Christmas albums as well, one of which I featured about this time last year. I'm going to go to their cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, which comes from their album PTX Volume 4 Classics. That's an EP. So here's the Pentatonix and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality? Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I see a it's a silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Galileo, 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 Figaro. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
We'll not let you go.
Let him go.
We'll not let you go.
Let him go.
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
That was the Pentatonix with their a cappella version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Now for something different again, and we'll leave the United States for this one and go to Italy, to a young pianist who has self-published many of his performances simply on YouTube. His name is Constantino Carrera. And he has been around for a few years now, doing his own particular arrangements of classics and of pop, and I think some jazz as well. So we'll listen to his jazzed up arrangement of Bohemian Rhapsody, which he released as a single. Here is Constantino Carrera, and again, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Italian pianist Costantino Carrera and his solo version of Bohemian Rhapsody. So we've had a soft jazz version, we've had a bluegrass version, and we've had an a cappella choral version. Let's have one more to close out the first half of today's Dark Glasses. And that will be a classical version by the Vitamin String Quartet. And they did a whole album called Vitamin String Quartet Performs Queen. So let's give that a listen. And after that, we will be back with more Dark Glasses following some PSAs and a second important anniversary, a different one that I want to mark on today's show. But for now, here's the Vitamin String Quartet and Bohemian Rhapsody. Back after that.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at Canada.ca.
Mom, come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. It's chilly out there. It is the month of December now, and we got another dump of snow yesterday. I'm actually kind of happy to have it. Our dog, Layla, for some reason, seems to like walking in the snow, and even in bad weather, more than she likes walking on the gravel. So I actually got a pretty decent walk out of her yesterday. After several weeks of some fairly short walks. So I never thought I'd find myself wishing for the snow to stay. And excuse me, those of you who don't like it, but I'm hoping it'll be around for a while. Not too much, but just enough to cover those paths. We're listening to a special Dark Glasses today, and in the first half, we marked the 50th anniversary of Queen's album A Night at the Opera with four different versions in different genres of covers of the most famous track from that LP, and that, of course, was Bohemian Rhapsody. I did say there is another anniversary to mark, and that is a very different one. It is the 70th anniversary, coming up on Thursday, of the birth of Cassandra Wilson. Cassandra Wilson is one of her generation's greatest jazz vocalists in the U.S., but also internationally, and her 1995 multiple award-winning album, New Moon Daughter, I have featured on the show many times, most recently just last month, as a matter of fact. We're going to hear a couple of tracks, actually three tracks by Cassandra to mark her birthday, and the first will come from New Moon Daughter, that Grammy-winning album. It is the classic made famous by Billie Holiday in an earlier era, Strange Fruit. And we'll follow that with a couple of takes from her 2002 compilation, Closer to You, The Pop Side, which is Cassandra jazzifying a couple of top 40, several top 40 songs on the on that album, but we're going to pick two in particular. But first, some jazz, Cassandra Wilson's version of Strange Fruit from 1995.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
From her 1995 prize-winning album, New Moon Daughter, that was Cassandra Wilson and Strange Fruit. As I mentioned, it is Cassandra's 70th birthday on Thursday. Happy birthday, Cassandra. That actually is a day before my own birthday. She's 3 years and a day older than I am. So let's go to more of her, but in a more pop vein. And this is her cover version of several famous pop songs. In this case, we will pick two classics from the 1960s that Cassandra covered in this 2002 album. The album was entitled Closer to You, the pop side, and as you may guess, Karen Carpenter's Closer to You is one of those covered. I'm not going to play that one. What I am going to play is Cassandra doing Glen Campbell's Wichita Lineman, which is an absolutely beautiful version of that song. And follow that with with her version of The Monkees, yes, those Monkees, most famous song, I think it's their most famous song, Last Train to Clarksville. So we'll hear those back to back, both from Cassandra Wilson, first Wichita Lineman, and then Last Train to Clarksville.
Batesville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I made a reservation. Don't be slow. Train, I must go. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, colored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No, 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 no. La da da, ba ma, ba ma.
We just heard two covers of 1960s pop classics by jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson. And again, Cassandra Wilson will be turning 70 this coming Thursday. We first heard her cover of Glen Campbell's Wichita Lineman from 1969, and then The Monkees' Last Train to Clarksville from a couple of years before that. So we'll close out today's show with Jocelyn Gould, the Winnipeg-based jazz guitarist, who I've heard live. We heard her in either Belleville or Napanee, I can't quite remember, 2 or 3 years ago. She's been up for Junos a couple of times recently. This is from Jocelyn's album Sonic Bouquet, and it is a track entitled Last of the Rounders.
Thank you.
That was Winnipeg jazz guitarist Jocelyn Gould and Last of the Rounders, and that is from her Juno-nominated album Sonic Bouquet. Speaking of the Junos, the nominations have been announced for the 2026 awards. Some fantastic music there, and as usual, I will start profiling the nominees in the various jazz and blues categories in February, leading up to the awards in March. I'm particularly pleased to see that two of my favorite Canadian vocalists, Katie George, who has actually won several Junos in her relatively short career, is up again. And so is Leila Bialy, who, strangely, this is her first trip to the Juno dance. But congratulations to Leila. Anyway, we will hear more of the Junos in a few weeks' time. We've still got a lot of music to get through before the Christmas break, and I've got some upcoming shows dealing with such topics as Leonard Cohen, for example. We'll have a special on that. And we have a third part of Joni Mitchell's jazz coming out sometime in January as well, so stay tuned. I will be back next week with more music here on CFRC 101.9. Don't forget to sign in for our funding drive this week. And I hope everyone has a nice warm week inside. It's going to be a cold one. I think we're in for a cold December. I'll be back again next week. In the meantime, keep warm and stay safe.
Keep track of the visions in my eyes while she's deceiving me. It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I don't do all the same. Don't you should blame on the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
Cause you've got it made with the guy in shades, oh no.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's local journalism initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast.